Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Hello, good morning. Welcome. It's me, Jesse, here on Speak Up, CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station way up here on Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast from the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Catesy, Kwikwetlem, and other Coast Salish peoples. Very grateful to be able to come to you from these lands that were never legally or officially surrendered and have been stewarded by the indigenous peoples of these said lands for since time immemorial. Today on the show, of course, a little bit of music. I have an interview with Elena Yan from the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival, which is going on all month at a couple of places across Greater Vancouver, mostly, as you might imagine, in Renfrew Ravine and Still Creek. And we're going to hear Connor's interview with the SFU Pipe Band once again. Heard that a couple weeks ago and deserves another spin, I think. So we'll get to that. And I found some cool stuff in the archives. I keep thinking I'm done with that segment because I've been through most of the bins. And then I go through and I find some stuff that somehow I missed. So that is the wonder of a enormous music collection that we have here at CJSF. And I will once again just say, if you're interested in that music collection or other things we do at the station, we are entirely volunteer-run. We depend on volunteers and love volunteers. So if you want to come up and dig through some crates or hop on a mic or produce a public service announcement or even just hang out in the lounge, you are welcome to. Anyone is welcome, student of SFU, member of the community. You can come by. Station's open 10 to 5 Monday to Friday. And then once you're a member, you can come by 24 hours a day, hang out up here. We are in the Student Union building on SFU's Burnaby campus, as I mentioned, room 1420 down in the basement. And yeah, I'd love to see you. You can also send an email to our volunteer coordinator, Juanita, VOL4CJSF at SFU.ca. That's VOL, the number 4, CJSF at SFU.ca. If you want to get involved or if you want to do interview stuff, you can email me, Jesse, at CJSFPA at SFU.ca. CJSFPA at SFU.ca, and I'll help you do some interview stuff because that's fun. Anyway, let's get into the music side of things. To begin, as usual, we've got a track by a local artist who I did also play a couple weeks ago, but the record, Your Head is a House, has since been added to the CJSF playlist, and I am obsessed with it a little bit, so we're going to hear it. This is Grimm with a track called Walking Around in an Ice Castle That is Melting. We'll be right back. walking around in an ice castle that is melting by Grimm here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. You can find us online at cjsf.ca for program listings, past episodes, interviews, book reviews. Going to have a new book review posted for a book called Boom Chicago, done by one of our volunteers, Greg, who read this book about an improv troupe set up in the Netherlands that produced, well, hosted, helped nurture the careers of several huge globally known comedians, including Jason Sudeikis and others. So you can find that on cjsf.ca soon. The Still Moon Arts Society puts on the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival, which is happening this whole month of September, from the 9th, which was this past Saturday, all the way until the 29th, which is two Fridays from now. The theme is Water's Wisdom, and the festival itself is a fusion of art, nature, and community. It celebrates the harvest moon, the autumn equinox, Still Creek itself, local art, and the diverse cultural traditions of the Renfrew Collingwood neighborhood. You can find dazzling lanterns, live music, dance, food, eco art, workshops, and community performances. You can find out more about the festival at stillmoonarts.ca. Coming up this week, coming up next week, starting on the 18th, next Monday, there's a whole bunch of cool workshops going on. You can go to the Slocan Community Hall Monday to Wednesday from 3 to 8 p.m. and create a costume inspired by a local tree, which seems pretty awesome. The picture they have from last year has everything from birches to towering cedars. I think maybe a Douglas fir in there, all sorts of different kinds. There's guidance, papier-mâché, cardboard, art supplies. Just show up and make a tree costume. That sounds fun, right? Or on Friday, you can go to the Quantum Care Moon Music and Labyrinth Walk as part of the equinox ceremony. There's mindful walking meditation, some healing frequencies of earth-based instruments. A harpist, Claire Morgan, will be there. All sorts of cool stuff. So you can go, as I said, to the website, stillmoonarts.ca, and check that out. And now we're going to hear from program coordinator Elena from the Still Moon Arts Society a little bit about the festival, what it's all about, its history, and Elena's involvement. So we'll do that, and I'll talk to you after.
My name is Elena. I'm the production assistant for the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival this year. It's the 21st year, and I'm really happy to be invited here to talk about our festival a little bit.
Cool. Thanks for joining me, Elena. I guess the place to begin is, what is the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival?
That is a great question. Well, there's a little bit of a short story behind that. I'm actually very new to the organization, so I actually don't know quite a lot about it, but as I got more adjusted to my job, then I realized, oh, so this is what it's about. This is what it's about. And I realize now that the Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival, it's a community eco-arts festival that's been running over 20 years. And we have a lot of interaction with the community, local artists, local businesses, and we just kind of all come together and make something really magical, really artistic, and just celebrate our community and also Still Creek.
And you mentioned that you're just sort of recently a part of the festival and the Still Moon Arts Society. I think that's a good window for our listeners who might not know about the festival and who are learning about it now for the first time. What was your experience like, coming on board and then learning about the festival? What surprised you about that, or what didn't you know going in that you do know now? I did sort of load you up with three at once there. So if you want to just focus on, maybe can you describe the experience of learning about the festival and what that was like?
Oh yeah, definitely. I can definitely talk about how my experience of learning about the festival. It's kind of like being surrounded by volunteers, staff, and a bunch of people who are perhaps a lot younger than I am or a lot older than I am, but they know all about the festival way more than I do. So I can talk to maybe one of our staff or one of our contractors saying, oh, so we're trying to do this year. And then they'll say, oh, we did that in 2017. Or, well, they did it in 2016. It's like, oh, so you all know about that already. And I'm just such a newbie to all this. So it's been a kind of an experience, but it also helps me realize how long this festival has been around and how I'm just kind of here to add another year and just to be making sure that it goes smoothly.
Right. And I'm sure one, like another one in a long line of people who have sort of come in and joined this festival and contributed their own contributions to it while reflecting back on what's already happened, right?
Definitely. It's like a legacy that I'm continuing. Our artistic director, Carmen, she actually went to a wedding of one of our former Still Moon volunteers. So I would say this has definitely had not just a festival, but it's become really a community in and of itself.
Yeah, that's one of the really great things about festivals and arts organizations is you get that community around everything. Is there something about this year's festival that you are particularly excited about?
Honestly, even though I do say that this has been going on for 20 years, it feels like every year there's something new that's happening. And I would just like to highlight all of our lovely artists, many of them who are newcomers to our festival coming here for the first time. They're going to illuminate the Renfrew Community Park with their lanterns and installations on the 23rd. And it's just exciting to see how they look at the space, the forest, and say, oh, we can put this here, or maybe we could try something on the ground over here. And none of us ever thought about that before. So it's really cool to have new faces, new people.
Yeah, is there, in your sort of learning about the festival and looking at, you know, the programming for this year and the artists that are coming, is there a sort of through line that you can look at that, you know, something that has sort of been a core part of the festival for the whole time?
So the theme of our festival this year is Water's Wisdom. And for our applications for our artists, we try to ask them, how does water affect your practices, or how does the wisdom of the water kind of work within you? And so the people that have answered these questions, how they're talking about the water applying to the art, I would say that's a pretty big theme that's been going through all of our artists, performers, and even our performances. For instance, our festival finale, Consciousness of Streams, which is a performance that has a lot of water elements to it.
Cool. And I know you probably don't want to necessarily pick favorites, but is there an artist or a couple artists that you're really excited about? I'm sure you're excited about everyone, but there's got to be some standouts, right?
That one is hard to say because I definitely don't want to pick biases.
Or even if it's not favorites, is there just you know, something, a couple things that you can mention, not as favorites, but just to show some examples of what people might see when they come to experience the festival?
Oh yeah, definitely. There'll be a lot of variety of artists and performers that are going to be coming to our festival, as well as workshops leading up to the festival. There'll be people who are making mooncakes. There'll be people who are doing installations with a lot of technology involved. There'll be performers from children to older adults. There'll be a lot of variety of people just bringing all of their personal stories and their own art mediums to this.
Yeah, it sounds like there's really something for everyone and kind of something by everyone as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the festival takes place over the course of the month of September. How does that work in terms of sort of timing of different events and sort of taking in the festival as a whole?
So if I were to mention every single thing that we have during the festival, it might go on for a very long interview.
Totally.
So I will say definitely visit our website, stillmoonarts.ca, for all of our events and workshops. But I would say around the beginning of the month, we have quite a few events that are free and just kind of smaller scale, and they lead up to more of our involved workshops, which are paid, but you can take home a lantern and make something really cool with one of our facilitators. And that all culminates up all the way up until the 23rd and the 29th, which is our biggest festival dates. And I would say, of course, 23rd has many parts to it. There is the Harvest Fair in the afternoon. And after Harvest Fair will be our Twilight Lantern Procession, which will be a small walk along the Lost Streams of Vancouver. And then we'll end up at our Streamside Lantern Installations, which will have a bunch of lanterns and installations lighting up the forest. So yeah, there is definitely a lot, and it is a lot of logistics to definitely have behind the scenes.
Yeah, I can only imagine, especially with the sort of participatory elements. You got to have, activities for people to come in and do, and all the materials and all of that. You've mentioned a couple different locations. You mentioned the Lost Streams of Vancouver, and the festival is called the Renfrew Ravine Festival, and we've talked about the Still Creek. Geographically, for our listeners, where are these things, and where are people going for the events?
So yeah, most of our festival takes place in the Renfrew Collingwood neighborhood, but our organization as a whole, Still Moon Art Society, we're based on Still Creek, which is one of the few remaining above ground creeks of Vancouver. And the Lost Streams itself is actually not visible because it's called Lost Streams. It was actually the channels of water that used to run in Vancouver, but were covered over with development and such. Actually, our artistic director, Carmen, has a book that she wrote about all of this and the history of Vancouver and its Lost Streams. So if you want to check it out, it is on our website to peruse.
Great. Is there anything else you think listeners should know about the festival or anything that might, further entice them to take part?
I would say definitely the biggest draw might just be our Harvest Fair. We'll have a bunch of community booths. So it'll be a bunch of partner organizations coming to talk about what they do. We'll also have food and drinks on site and a curated lineup of performers that will be playing music, dancing. And we'll also have a bunch of low-cost workshops on site as well. So there is definitely something for everyone there.
Great. Thanks, Elena. You mentioned the website. Is that the best way for people to find out more information, or are there other channels they can go to find out more about the festival?
Absolutely. I would say that our website is the best starting point. That would be stillmoonarts.ca. And we also have a bunch of social medias that you can check through on the website as well.
Great. Well, I look forward to seeing you and our listeners out at the festival.
Awesome. And thank you so much for having me as well.
Of course.
Thank you.
Bye. My interview with Elena from the Renfrew Ravine Music Festival, which is ongoing throughout the month of September. You can go to stillmoonarts.ca for more information. And now we're going to hear from Dailin Xie, who is one of the artists performing at the Moon Festival. This is Fighting with Typhoon. Thank you.
What is up, everybody? This is Danny, host of Next Up Only on, you already know, CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Next Up is a music show that plays everything new and engaging that I happen to come across during the week. Focusing mainly on hip-hop and R&B and electronic music, Next Up is no stranger to switching it up with the genre of music pretty consistently. So if you want to tune in for some new and engaging music, everything from hip-hop to R&B to electronic to even jazz, make sure you tune in Thursday 8 to 9 p.m. or for the rerun on Tuesdays at 1 to 2 a.m. I cannot wait for all of you to hear what I have to play for this week. So until then, peace.
Welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse. And now we're just going to get right into Connor's interview with the SFU Pipe Band. We got a little bit of pipe music to start things off. And it's actually, well, it's the pipe band, but it's the drum corps that's going to lead us with this this bit that is just like... I was shocked when I heard it for the first time how danceable it seemed to be, which just shows my own misconceptions and misperceptions of what pipe music can be. So we're going to start off with a drum fanfare salute to Gordon Jolly, and then we'll get into the interview itself, and I'll be back.
Hello, I'm Rob McNeil, president of the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band. You're on CJSF 90.1.